Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show broadcasting on WHRU LP 101.5 FM and on demand 24/7. In part two, we're going to get to know Joe Farina a little bit better, but first, don't forget to buy your tickets at the Arcata Theater for the Dick Biondi Big 89 Birthday Bash on Sunday, September 19th, which starts at 2 o'clock. There will be performances by Felix Cavalieri of the Rascals, the Buckinghams, and the Ijamarts, among several others. So, Mark, why don't you start the dialogue going with our guest, Joe Farina.
Thank you for the
The interrogation begin.
Okay. So, Joe, you grew up in Jefferson Park on the northwest side of Chicago, so you obviously heard a lot of good local DJs back in the day. So, do you think about going into radio at all, or did you ever think about going into radio?
Let the interrogation begin. Officer, I wasn't there. You know what? There was a period of time in my life that I was really serious about going into radio. I wanted to be a radio DJ. I was a DJ at DePaul University when I was studying there. I went to a media school, broadcasting school, studied radio there, and I really did think that's what I wanted to do. But the landscape of the radio industry, you know, started to change, and I just started focusing on other things. But I loved listening to the radio when I was a kid. I still do now. And I remember, you know, Dick Biondi, WJMK, The Loop, back in their heyday. I love that music, and I think I even love it more now than when I was growing up.
Well, I have a bunch of questions to ask you because
Jim, these questions. All right.
And it's multiple choice.
Oh, my, multiple choice. Okay.
Are we grading on a curve?
It's on a curve for Joe. We have to.
Big curve.
But you just
Nolan Ryan curve.
That's right. You just have led such an interesting life. So here we go. Answer all these questions all at once. What I understand is you have a degree in psychology from DePaul, but you decided to go into acting. Tell us why. Where did you study acting? Question two. And what have you appeared in, by the way? And the audience may not know that your dad is the very famous actor Dennis Farina. Did he have an influence on you?
Wow, I don't know if I have enough ink in my pen to answer all those questions. I'm just kidding. Jim, settle down. Anyway, I do have a degree in psychology from DePaul University. I'm very proud of that. At that time, that's what I wanted to study. That's what I wanted to go into. But I think being around my father as he evolved into an actor, a very successful one, probably had an influence on me to pursue acting or anything connected with the entertainment industry. I enjoy acting whenever I have the chance to do it. I've learned a lot. I still have a lot more to learn. And I did study acting, but I... You know, a lot of that study, and I didn't go to a theater school like a lot of the actors. Not, you know, they go to a theater school and they get their degree in acting and so forth. I didn't do that. Neither did my dad. My most notable performance was a movie called Strapped, which was released 7 years ago. It was about a crooked cop, and I had the leading role, and it won some awards at various film festivals, and I'm really, really, really proud of that. So in somehow, some way, really looking back, I've been connected to the entertainment industry since I was 7 years old, somehow, some way.
Well, like I said, you've led a very interesting life, and now I'm going to let you be DJ. So we asked you to pick out a few songs that influenced you. So what's the first song you want to play today?
Oh, this is awesome. I love this. Sorry. Well, one of my favorite bands of all time, The Who. There's just something about their sound that really connects with me. When I used to listen to all this music, wonderful music as a kid, there were the sound and the songs of The Who just really connected with me, and they still do. And this song is from their first album, The Who Sings My Generation. It's an instrumental, and I think it really, there's no song, nobody was doing this kind of song back in the days, not even the Beatles, nobody was. And it really showcases the talent the energy, the power of Keith Moon, Pete Townsend, John Entwistle, Nicky Hopkins on piano on this
my
one.
Favorite.
But this is absolutely pure dynamite. And when I listened to this as a kid, my gosh, how powerful still is. And I can't get enough of it. So let's do it, folks. Here's The Ox by The Who.
I have to say, Keith Moon's got to be a little tired after doing that song. I love the battle between Keith and Nicky Hopkins. I mean, that's a battle royale. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, who was playing rock piano like that in that year? I mean, really?
Just him.
Yeah.
Maybe Chris Dayton also.
Yeah.
But phenomenal. And Entwistle's bass lines are just incredible. Hey, Mark, did you know that Entwistle's nickname was The Ox?
Yes, and I also know that his nickname was Thunderfingers, which is kind of obvious just listening to his playing.
You know, I met him once, John Entwistle.
You did?
Yeah, he was doing solo shows in the mid-1990s. And my good friend, Carlos Hernandez Gomez, God rest his soul, he and I went to go see him play. He was phenomenal, and we stuck around afterwards to get some autographs, and I have an autographed John Entwistle solo album, so it's really cool.
Wow,
he was magnificent.
Cool. Yeah, the band, the musicianship was just incredible.
Yeah, no argument here. So, Joe, you were born after both Jim and I graduated high school. So you're a young dude, I guess. But you picked songs from the classic rock era. So why does this era of music resonate with you?
I'm a young dude, but I have a lot of gray hair. That's
all the young
in.
Dudes.
So all the young dudes. Mount the hoople.
Yeah.
I just think it's the greatest music in the world. There's just something about the sound, the energy, the songs were crafted so incredibly. I mean, it's just something about it that resonates with me, and it has ever since I was a kid. I had two older, I have two older brothers, and at that time when we were growing up, when they were going, you know, when they were out of the house for a long period of time, I would sneak into their record collections, and Mom would say, "Don't worry, it's okay, I won't tell them." And I would listen to their records, and that's how I fell in love with that kind of music. It's the best, in my opinion, Everybody has their own opinions on what the best music in the world is, but for me, it's the best music in the world. And, you know, these songs are 40, 50 years old, and they're still as significant
right.
and as powerful and as amazing still.
They stand,
will be.
They stand the test of
they
time.
They do. They really do.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Young Dude, what's your next song? What do you want to play?
Oh, my gosh. Another one of my favorite bands of all time, yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival. And I remember there was at the time, I don't know if you guys remember this, but there used to be a commercial that would, about CCR's greatest hits, and they would play these different clips of these songs. And I knew Proud Mary at the time, everybody did, because it was always played on the radio. But then they would play this clip of this song, and, you know, maybe it was 5 seconds, but for some reason it just stuck in my head. I said, oh my God, that sounds so good. And eventually I went to go and buy the record and listen to it, and I said, are you kidding me? Oh my, this is absolutely amazing. And I think that this song, in my opinion, again, this song, I believe it was the B-side to Proud Mary, but I believe that these are the two songs that really defined CCR's sound, John Fogerty's sound. And I love John Fogerty. I love his solo work. I love CCR. So let's get right to it, everybody. Oh, from that opening feedback in the key of E.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the most one of the most amazing songs. And they opened their shows with this incredible song. Anyway, everybody out there, enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, Born on the Bayou by Creedence Clearwater.
Song by Creedence Clearwater Revival. You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM and it can be heard 24/7 on demand. Quick question, Joe, do you play any instruments? Do you sing?
Yes, I do. I play the guitar and I play some drums. I was in Colorado a couple weeks ago jamming with my kids and my nephews. I don't play professionally or anything like that, but it's something I do for fun. I really, really enjoy it.
Well, we are all big fans of Ray Davies and the Kinks. Joe, why did you choose their song Big Sky for your next pick?
Oh, my gosh. This song gives me chills every time I listen to it because in this short amount of time, you know, you really show, number one, it really displays Ray Davies' genius. The band is in, I mean, the performance by the band is unreal. And I want take a listen to the harmony vocals between Ray and Dave. The band is on top. I absolutely love this song, and I love the album that it's on, the Village Green Preservation Society. It is my favorite Kinks album, and I cannot get enough of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, from the Village Green Preservation Society album, please enjoy this incredible song. This is Big Sky by the Kinks.
Big sky, look down on all the people looking up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. The big sky feels sad when you see the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down. Big sky too big to climb. Big sky too high to see. People like you and me. One day we'll be free. We won't care, just you see. Till love they can mean. Don't let it get you down. When I feel nothing matters much to me. Big sky, look down on all the people you think they got problems. They get depressed and they hold their heads in their hands and they cry. People lift up their hands and they look up to the big sky. But the big sky is too big to sympathize. Big sky's too occupied. But we would like to try.
Next band, along with ZZ Top, has done more with fewer chords than any other rock band in history. We're talking about AC/DC, and we're going to turn it over to Joe to pick an AC/DC song of his choice.
One of my favorite AC/DC songs of all time. One of my favorite bands. I've seen them in concert 11 times. I love Angus and Malcolm Young. Their groove and rhythm, nothing else like it. Enjoy Riff Raff from the Power Age album from AC/DC. We'll be right back.
was AC/DC, Riff Raff. That's rock and roll, baby.
Jim, put down the air guitar, please.
Yeah, and I stink at that, too. Well, anyway, that's our show for today. We'd like to thank our very, very special guest, Joe Farina, for stopping by. Joe, I will see you at the Dick Biondi Big 89 Birthday Bash on Sunday, September 19th at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And one of the people who is going to play there is Felix Cavalieri of The Rascals. So in the background, you're going to be hearing It's a Beautiful Morning by The Rascals.
A beautiful song. Just a few more things about Dick Biondi. He is a member of the Radio Hall of Fame, the Southern Tier Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And Dick Biondi was inducted into the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on August 31, 2021. Jim, you will be photographing that event. Am I correct?
Yes, I did. All yeah, right. It was last week. So,
Well, you know, Dick was also a very charitable man. He hosted the annual Dick Biondi Toy Drive that brought Christmas joy to countless needy children over the years. He was always eager to help those in need, and as they say in Yiddish, he was a real mensch.
Yes, he was. And a final shout-out to producer-director Pamela Ensweiler Police and her Real Stories Productions, LLC, who is putting this documentary together.
I hope you can join us for that classic rock show every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website, huntleyradio.com.
And our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday Today, is available on Amazon and is also at Kiss the Sky Records in Batavia.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky, Jimmy.
Kiss the sky.
I love that star name, tribute to Jimi Hendrix. To view Jim's classic rock photography, I should say exclusive classic rock photography, visit his website at jimsamariaphoto.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio with our guest, Joe Farina.
It's been a blast. Thank you, everyone. It's been incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody out there, be sure to follow the Dick Biondi Film, our website, dickbiondifilm.com. We're also on Facebook, and we also have an incredible Facebook group. Tickets for the Dick Biondi Big 89 Birthday Bash are available at oshows.com, arcadalive.com, or go to our website, dickbiondifilm.com. It's going to be a magnificent night.
Thanks again,
thank you
Joe.
Very much, Joe.
You're a good guest. Pleasure. You're a good guest.
Thank you.
And we need to thank Jim Edgars, our producer, engineer at Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere in the world, including Ellicott, New York, which is where Dick Biondi's from. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.